Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, where our mission is to serve you and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. A little later in today's show, I'm going to talk about how if you are a spring graduate, high school, trade school, college, whatever, that this is the greatest time ever to be a grad. And I'm going to talk about taking advantage of that. But before we get to talking about the great job market, we're going to talk about me not being so great in our Clark Stink segment, where you get to hear where people have a beef with me because they feel like I gave bad advice, bad guidance, bad information.
I should have never encouraged you to speak.
You must think I'm pretty stupid.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're right, pal.
Clark's recent advice on waiting to reach a third of a tank of gas before price shopping and refueling didn't have those affected by hurricanes in mind. If you don't believe you can get seriously hurt trying to buy a few gallons of gas right before a hurricane, then you didn't witness some of the outrageous behavior that occurred in Houston before Hurricane Rita's evacuation. By having your supplies ahead of time and particularly keeping your vehicle's gas tank at least half full at all times, those in hurricane-prone areas can greatly reduce stress and the chance of running into danger before a storm even arises. And that's from Megan.
Megan, thank you for that. And Hurricane Rita in 2005 is one that's kind of like an anonymous hurricane because it happened immediately after, just weeks after Hurricane Katrina. And it caused so much destruction and problems for people in Texas, particularly in Houston that was hit so badly. And it was a terrible event. And the good news with today's hurricane forecasting is it's so much better than it was if you go back a generation ago. And so there's actually, if people heed the warnings that a hurricane is approaching, may not hit your area, but is approaching, you want a full tank when that's happening so you can get out of town, get far away, several hundred miles away from that hurricane. So that's very good advice.
I hear Clark warn against using debit cards, saying they don't have the same security as credit cards, but I had one dispute on my debit card and it has been handled exactly the same way as my credit card disputes. I also check with my credit union and they say they are identical when it comes to unapproved charges. Clark usually ends up being right, but can you double check on this? And that's from Brad.
Yeah, Brad, thank you. So here's the story. When you have a charge on a credit card that's not yours, what happens is you dispute it with the credit card company and no money has ever left your hands. The difference with a debit card is you're fighting to get your own money back. And the regulations give a lot of leeway to the bank or credit union to decide if they're going to give you your money back and how quickly that will happen. But the bigger issue is, even though that can be a serious problem if you can't pay rent or your car payment or whatever, but the bigger issue comes with an item you don't receive. Not a dispute that involves, these aren't my charges, this is somebody else, my card number's been compromised. But let's say you shop online and you buy something and you're expecting it to come and it doesn't come. With a debit card, you have no rights to dispute that. With a credit card, you have full rights under federal law to dispute that. If you book something, like let's talk about the travel industry and its instability. You book something on a credit card and the supplier goes bust, like happened with Crystal Cruise Lines. If you paid with a credit card, you have the right to dispute. You pay with the debit card, your money's just gone. So debit cards are not the same with the protections offered under the law as a credit card.
Big fan and so happy to finally hear a time I thought you stunk. Your view on satellite radio compared to Spotify or other streaming services is all wrong. I mean, sure, if you only focus on the streaming component of SiriusXM, which they unsuccessfully tried to push for years as a separate product, I guess you might be right. But let's remember, they use satellites to broadcast content. This adds a second layer of redundancy beyond cell service that will continue working miles out in the wilderness. You're thinking, but hey, you can download songs for offline play. That's right, but you could never get live content offline. And there's nothing more I want to do in the serenity of nature than listen to my favorite team's sports game. I know it's not for everyone, but satellite radio provides a service that facilitates this unique use case like nothing else I can think of. Sincerely, a happy SiriusXM and Spotify customer.
Did my brother Neil write that? There are people who spend a lot of time on the road, particularly in the Mountain West and more rural areas, who absolutely love satellite radio, SiriusXM. And it has continued to have a very loyal audience. And if it really is enjoyable for you and it's really worked well for you and allows you the live programming you want to have that you would not have access to otherwise, then go for it.
Clark, why in the world are you waiting a month to check your credit card and bank statements? By that time, a fraudster could go crazy with your account. I set my bank and credit card accounts to send me alerts by text or email when a transaction is over a certain amount. Mine are set to 1 cent. I like this because the transactions are fresh in my mind. I don't have to remember a purchase I made a month ago. Also, suspicious transactions are caught quickly and can be dealt with. And P.S., it's also helpful if you have an authorized user on your card. You can nip any issues in the bud. And that's from Pops.
Pops, that is a great suggestion, by the way. If you have a kid in the household or off at school and you've given them an authorized user card, and they may be spending money in a way you don't like, you would know right away with the alerts. Now, what I've done is I've set up alerts on a number of my cards based on when the balance hits a certain threshold. And that's when I know to look, because I'll know what my typical charge pattern is on a card. And so I do get an alert if for some reason the balance goes above it. But I've also found the credit card companies are really, really much better at the fraud thing. They used to be. Fraud activity has gone way up. That's something I need to address on a future podcast. And so it's a dual risk for both you and me and for the card issuer. And so they are becoming even more sophisticated at trying to tackle the criminals that are compromising our credit card numbers and having a fun time using them.
Clark tries to save on bath tissue rolls, but is not aware of how the rest of the world saves on this. It is earth-friendly, and the good thing is he can mix his approach. Clark, you can buy a good quality bidet for under $50, which could cut down your usage of bath tissue by more than half, and that's from Don.
Don, you know, bidets have been the adaptive ones that you put on in place of the toilet seat you already have that are battery-powered, are very easy to install. They are very widely available, and as you said, below $50. And this is how it's done in so much of the rest of the world. And more Americans who've traveled overseas come back and they install these, and they are saving on toilet paper. You know, that is a suggestion we should have made early in the pandemic when there was the panic buying of toilet paper and people couldn't get it. That would have been a great alternative.
Maybe we'll find some bidet deals for ClarkDeals.com.
We've had them on ClarkDeals.com.
Look, yes. More. Clark is great. However, another Clark stinks. The question came up of store brand deodorants. Our Walmart sells the great value version of Tom's, which is a healthier alternative at a good price. Maybe it varies by region, but some stores do sell a generic deodorant. David.
David, thank you. I was not familiar with that. And, you know, Walmart, under their great value brand, sells so many generic equivalents of so many items, and I was not aware that they did that in the deodorant aisle.
Clark, you nailed it on the suggestion about having your tires rotated, but failed to mention that most service locations will rotate your tires for free for the life of the vehicle if you purchase your new set from them. Not only does rotating them save money down the line, but you can often have it done for nothing. Corey,
I appreciate that. You're right. I should have mentioned that, and I thank you for taking the time. And this is what Clark Stinks, one of the great benefits of Clark Stinks is when I didn't complete a thought to a point to really give the best advice, and you just did it.
Clark, you are a stinky mess. Just kidding. I do get angry a lot of times when I listen to Clark Stinks because of your non-listeners. So many times I get mad because someone thinks you stink and it's really the person not listening. People, please. It is a podcast. Listen again if you have to. Clark, you're a true hero to us all for what you do. Keep up the great work, Jonas. I just wanted to include that.
Why?
Nice. It was just nice of Jonas.
Well, Jonas, thank you for that. And I know there are people who take offense at people who post Clark Stinks, that they don't like it, that people do that. I love it. And Jonas, I want you to know that one of the best things in life is to never stop learning, to always have that curiosity and always be willing to hear from others how you could do a better job, be a better person, whatever. And a lot of us, that's hard to do. I love that. And so I really appreciate all the people who do post on Clark Stinks, because the purpose of it is for me to be better at serving you, because that's why we do this. Everything we do with our websites, our newsletters, what I do on radio, what I do on TV, it is to better serve you. And so if people can give me feedback about ways that I've come up short, that's really, really valuable to me. And I thank you for the time you spent. Any of you who write a Clark Stinks message to me, if you want to do one, you just go to clark.com/Clark Stinks. Coming up next, I got something that doesn't stink at all. And that's this spring's graduates from various levels of school. There's never been a job market like right now. The job market for this year's high school graduates that are not going on past high school, college graduates, trade school graduates, there's never been anything like this. I saw in business journals that 90% of employers are looking to hire full-time workers right now. 90% of companies surveyed. There's never been anything like that ever, because there's always companies that are growing while other companies are shrinking, companies going out of business while other companies are starting up. But the labor shortage at all different categories and levels of the market, intensely, intensely a problem for employers. You talk to small business owners and there's so much business that they're losing simply because they don't have enough workers. And who has not gone to a business this year that the hours posted on the door for a retail business or restaurant say they should be open, but you go there and the door is locked? I mean, that's something we have all experienced. So this year's graduates of any level are at a time that the market is your friend. And so the pay levels are better. The benefits potentially are better, especially, man, the benefits being rolled out to this year's college graduates. There's never been anything like this with the instant enrollment in various employer benefits that normally you'd have a waiting period for, and the access to vacation in the first year. So here, I got a bulletin for you. Long, long ago and far, far away, like 3 years ago and prior, when you started a job out of college, that first year at many employers, you got zero paid vacation days, or if you were really lucky, you got five after 1 year working at that place. Whole different game now. The flexibility of work schedules, all of this. So this is a time that is very, very favorable. In the midst of this, there's this cloud overhanging that supposedly we're headed towards a terrible recession. The guy who runs Chase Bank said that we were headed, his guy's name's Diamond, said that we were headed towards a financial economic hurricane. That's pretty scary image, right? And yes, the economy is going to slow, particularly in 23. Could we have a recession? Yes. Is it going to be a disastrous one? Only if the issues of war that started with Russia invading Ukraine intensify. Otherwise, the economic storms that are gathering will lead to a more balanced economy than the overheated one we have now. But it would be unlikely, possible but unlikely, that it would lead to a really bad recession, meaning that the job opportunities will remain in the marketplace. Will the job market remain as heated as it is right now? No. But the job opportunities are great. And guess why? Demographics. We have an extreme shortage of young workers in the United States because for a good while now, Americans have not been having babies at the rate that historically Americans have had. We are what's called ZPG negative right now, meaning that if current trends continue with demographics, the population of the United States will actually start declining. It means that we will have an aging population in the country. We already have that. So that's why today's graduates of high school, college, trade, and technical school are in such a great position in the workplace, even if economic storm clouds do gather. Krista?
All right, we've got some questions. This first one's from John in North Carolina. Clark, you mentioned over and over again that Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion are the credit bureaus that everyone should get a freeze on, especially if there is identity fraud or successful scams. I was reading on the personal finance subreddit that Innovus, and Check Systems are the two other credit bureaus to get freezes on in addition to the normal big three.
Yeah, so John, this has been a hard one for me because the percent of people I've been able to get to, and anyone else talking about this, has been able to get to do the credit freezes on Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, even after all the scandals at Equifax led to data on more than half of Americans being in the hands of criminals. Even then, the percent of people who've done credit freezes on the big three is really, really small. So yes, I want people at least to get that done because so much of the identity theft stuff happens with those three. Are there others? There are hundreds potentially of databases where you have the potential to freeze your identity. One of them is one that the cell phone carriers use that's had problems with identity theft repeatedly, is people attempt to get cell phones and cell phone services if they're you. You mentioned Check Systems and also Innovus. Yes, there are many, many of these. So let's think of it this way. I want you to start with the big three. And for most people, that's as far as I'm going to be able to get you to go. And that's why if you go to clark.com/creditfreeze, we show you how to do that. And it takes less than 15 minutes to set up a credit freeze with the three major credit bureaus. I guess maybe we should consider having a secondary guide,
right,
for people who they've done the low-hanging fruit of freezing with Equifax, TransUnion, Experian. And maybe we should do a secondary guide of the others that would be the second list where you would freeze your identity. You like
that? We'll do it. Absolutely.
All right. So we will, once we launch that, we'll explain how that works. And I appreciate, John, the suggestion you've given.
I love it. Pat in Florida says, a comment on the Department of Energy recommending that the thermostat be set at 85 degrees in the summer. That was when you are away from home. 78 degrees is recommended when you are home. You said no one keeps a thermostat on 85 to sleep. Actually, I do know someone who keeps their thermostat in summer on 82 degrees with the windows open in South Florida, my sister. I won't admit I'm her twin because I sleep at 74 degrees.
And I'll tell you this, Pat, you've never met my son who likes the house at about 44 degrees to sleep in summer. And I've said to Grant, just wait till you have to pay your own utility bills. And how about in your household? What temperature do people like to sleep at?
We keep it at 69 to sleep at night. And it's at like 74 during the day.
And what's your power bill a month?
I don't know. Just kidding. It's not that bad. This is from...
You don't know?
Bob and Seth.
Wait.
I do know.
We can't just fly by that. Okay. So having it at 85 when you know you're going out of town or whatever, that can be fine, except the humidity issue in Florida during the summer, that may be higher than is good for humidity, which I wanted to point out before people who deal with remediation of homes that get mold in them would really want that pointed out.
Yeah, we have smart thermostats. So during the day, the upstairs one does go up to 80. And that was, we had an HVAC person say, don't go anything above that. Keep it cool. He actually would prefer it lower. So I might have to change it. But I do.
No, 80's
fine. The Nest. This is from Bob in South Carolina. I read your story on maximizing credit card rewards by labeling cards with which rewards you use them for. How do you label a credit card? When you insert them into a card reader or mag strip reader, wouldn't the label jam the machine?
No, it's just a little sticker, and it has never jammed a machine. And you know,
don't
when
put
you,
it on the side where your chip is.
Yeah, so thank you. That's what I was about to say.
Sorry.
See, you anticipated my every thought. That's amazing. How long have you and I known each other? Do you know?
25 years. Yep.
See, we even completed each other's answer there. Well, so I've actually been doing this longer than that. I'm 35 plus years giving advice about your wallet. And I do it because I love the opportunity to provide the empowerment. I want to tell you, we provide empowerment so many different ways, including right now in a time of high inflation, helping you stretch every dollar at clarkdeals.com, where we post deals not to waste your time. We post real deals that you can really benefit from. Now, inquiring minds want to know, why do I always refer to it that way? Well, glad you asked, because the reason is there are quote unquote deal sites that are just advertorials, and deals are listed because they were paid to list them. We don't do that. The deals we list on Clark Deals are things that we believe are real bona fide, wonderful deals for you. And you can go to the website, or you can sign up for our newsletters that keep you up to date on deals coming into your inbox, letting you know a lot of times their deals are only good on that day. And I'll have occasions, Krista, where I'll click on a Clark Deals newsletter a day late, and I'll have missed a deal I really want. So that's why we put it out daily, because so many deals now are flash deals. And I want you to know about them so you can save money.